So, what's the deal with Rue?
Well, last I heard was someone sent out party to fight him because he's turned into some amalgamation of evil.
Oh, yeah.
I always knew he had in him.
Yeah, to turn into the BBG that he always was meant to be.
Who's Rue?
Oh, Jesus.
Hi.
Hello?
And where am I?
You're in the realm of forgotten memories and dreams. And Rue is our missing...
party member.
Colleague? Associate?
Sounds fun.
I mean, it's not fun that he's missing, but...
Okay, no, the missing part, not so much. Trying to find him, however, sounds fun.
Well, anyway, I'm Ephraim.
And I'm Ashura. Do we have your name?
Edith? Family name? Lord? I can't even say my own family name. I'm a disgrace.
Oh.
It happens, no worries.
I don't even have a family name, so you got me beat.
What's a family?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So, hi, Edith.
Hello. Oh, saliva.
Can we offer you some tea and biscuits? Maybe that will help.
I don't think the biscuits will help, but the tea might.
No, I got water here.
Okay. Anyway, if you're willing to spend a couple of minutes, we would love to hear some stories from you.
Ooh.
Also curious as to how you got here.
I would like to know that too, because I was on a cosmic adventure just about to head to space, and now I'm here.
Where is this space?
Space? Do you guys not know that beyond the clouds and sky there's a realm called space? It's where the stars reside. It's where the stars exist. It's where magical beings are birthed. We all technically come from there.
Well, I don't. I come from another realm.
It's true. But yes, I know about space. And Ephraim, do you read that book on space that I gave you? Or did you watch that video?
I watched Space Wars.
You know what? Close enough.
What's a video?
To put it bluntly, it's many pictures shown one after another in a rapid succession.
I would define it as it's like a drama play, but you watch it in a box. Imagine that you could shrink all the actors to no bigger than your thumb, and you put them all in a box.
You're just going to make people think there are tiny people on this laptop, aren't you?
Tell me there isn't.
There aren't. And no, I'm not taking it apart for you.
What?
I am not taking it apart for you.
Those poor actors.
So what you're saying is a video is a captured moment in time from the past that can be replayed in the present?
Yeah, you could say that.
That's interesting. I want to figure this out.
If you answer a few of our questions, I'll happily answer some of yours.
Sure.
So can you tell us where you come from?
I come from a planet called Terra Mortis. Before my kind came there, I was told that it was a very peaceful and had a very magically and technologically advanced society. When my kind got there, pretty much all of the technology was wiped out.
Oh, did you cause it?
Me personally, no. What me and my party figured out was that there was an underground activist group, whatever they called themselves, trying to get power, and it went not as planned. Now we're trying to stop the byproduct of my species and one other species entering this realm, causing the natural magics from becoming twisted, causing things to evolve in unsightly manners, and destroying entire ecosystems.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not. Considering that you could watch a swamp turn into a desert with living trees in matters of weeks, not good at all.
I would probably say that videos are more interesting to watch.
Yes, but it was slightly interesting to watch a rabbit go from, like, no taller than 12 inches to bigger than an owlbear.
You mentioned when your kind came into the world. What is your kind, and how did you come into the world?
And do you mean the world you just spoke of, or a different world?
The world I just spoke of, Terra Mortis.
And that is in the realm of space?
Yes, it's somewhere out there. I know there are different planes of existence, and I technically could go back there, but this place also seems a little interesting. The Terra Mortis, well, I'm not necessarily part of the abyssal or demonic races, but the abyssal and demonic races like tieflings, lizard folk. What else do they count as demonic?
Gnolls?
Yeah, gnolls, kobolds, and other races that weren't on that planet or that plane of existence to begin with.
Okay.
I am a eldritch being.
Oh, well, you look like a tiefling.
Wait, I still have my armor. I could show you that I'm not a tiefling.
That's if you want to.
Yeah, it's just that when I do it, people tend to enter a state of manic insanity.
Well, I think that's the definition of eldritch horror.
Yeah, and I don't know how to quite control that yet.
Might be safer to not, although I would love to see it a bit more when you can control it.
Yeah. So, I was born into a noble tiefling family, but I know my parent isn't of the abyssal race.
You were adopted?
No. I was physically born in there, but since a eldritch being didn't have enough power in that realm to enter it, I don't know how she did it, but she found a way to have me born from nobility in that realm.
Mm.
I just know that when I was born and when I was old enough to understand, they told me that I was blessed by the one true abyssal demon.
Okay, well, that must be nice for you.
How did they find that out?
My eyes.
Your eyes?
Yeah, the way they described him is he had gold eyes, but if you look at my eyes closely enough, they're not really gold. They're more of a sun amber yellow. So I can understand how they missed that. The colors are very similar.
Yeah, I don't really see the difference. I mean, if it's so similar that people can't tell it apart, then...
Yeah.
What's to say that you're not blessed?
I won't tell if you won't.
My eyes have helped me get into places that I technically shouldn't have been in, but if people ask, I will tell them that, hey, I'm not technically blessed.
Okay. So you're honest with them?
Yep. I'm honest to... Well, okay, I'm mostly honest.
Mostly?
Mostly, yeah. If somebody asks me if I'm running a smuggling company, I will say no. Deniable plausibility.
I mean, as you should. I am also not running a smuggling company.
Oh, hey, maybe we can partner.
Hmm?
Don't you start. I've already got enough shit going on in this cave.
I mean, my smuggling company reaches vast areas. It goes from the planet I was born on to multiple other planets to multiple planes of existence. It reaches far and wide. Who say not another plane of existence can't be touched?
Ephraim, don't you dare start. We do not need an interstellar smuggling ring.
No.
Not yet, anyway.
Hmm.
But interstellar smuggling ring. That is mostly lawful in what it smuggles.
What's the point of smuggling something if it's lawful?
Some places don't want it. The planet I come from is a very weird planet. Like, there's a country there that believes that all magic shouldn't exist.
Huh.
That magic is a plague on their world. that they need to get rid of. They believe that the true godly power that should be used by everyone is alchemy.
Hmm.
So in order for wizards and sorcerers, witches, warlocks, and all of that to get their mana potions and their component items that they need for their spells so they can work is through my smuggling company, because I saw a need and a demand and I started to fulfill it. Mind you, it started out very slow, as most businesses do.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but it grew from there. So on that planet, it's a smuggling ring. And on every other planet that believes magic is a plague, is also a smuggling ring. But I also have planets where nobody thinks it's bad, and it's just a normal business there that I've grown and cultivated into a giant thing that I'm proud of.
Well, that's good. So this party that you mentioned, did you meet them through your smuggling?
Party? No. I met them in my first 3-4 months of adventuring. I was fighting a owlbear, a very twisted owlbear, that I really couldn't get away from because it was much faster than I was at the time. And they came in and helped, and I just kind of followed them because they were a good party, and they seemed to care about each other, so why not?
They let you tag along.
Yep, they let me tag along. Sure, I didn't get pay for the first mission they were on, but that's also because I wasn't there for the
introduction course.
Yeah.
I haven't gone on a quest before. I don't know how those things work.
I tried sending you on them. You just roll over in bed.
Yeah.
Normally, when you go on a quest, you go to either a quest board or a guild that has a quest board. You find the quest board, you go to the person who posted the quest if need be. If not, you go to the area that the quest states and you do the quest.
Mm-hmm. And when you hand it in, there's a guy with a big yellow exclamation mark above their head.
I've never noticed that there's a big yellow exclamation mark. Normally, we just go back to the Adventurers Guild and they pay us.
No, I'm pretty sure they do have. You should check over their heads next time.
Check over their heads. I'll keep that in mind.
So, what was the party doing when they found you?
What they explained to me is that they were going to a bandit encampment to get a bomb. The human of the party explained it very well. They were going to a bandit encampment to get a handheld nuke to return to their employer. Because leaving that in the hands of bandits who aren't very bright all the time, we don't need to nuke a country and start a world war.
Hmm.
Especially since there's already enough problems on that planet.
All right.
What kind of problems?
The Blight. One of the countries is trying to crusade across the land to spread their religion of anti-magic, pro-alchemy. So racial discriminatory slander against the magically adept. Well, not racial. The only racial one that would be sorcerers, but more classist discriminatory slander.
Hmm.
Then there's also pockets of people who live in very technologically advanced civilizations, like very, very technologically advanced. I've never been in one, so they might have this video you're talking about. But other than that, there's also some like isolated groups of people that have made barbarian clans.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very technologically advanced.
No, it's very, very diverse, going from primitive technology but magically adept people to very technologically advanced and less magically adept people. And then you have the people in between, which are very religious-based.
What gods do they worship?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to what god they were trying to force onto me. I kind of just stopped listening, and then when they tried to attack us, I just shot back.
That's understandable.
Because honestly, I want to live my life how I want to live it. You live it how you want to live it. Please don't force your way of living onto me.
I can't agree with that.
I mean, we do kidnap people sometimes to make them tell stories to us. But apart from that, they're free to live wherever they want to.
I mean, I have a friend that is very good at stealing information. She's also really good at not being seen, tailing people, kidnapping people to get information. She's also one of the main reasons why my company's, well, smuggling ring was doing so well. It's because information is power.
Well, it's good to know the right people.
Yeah. She's also weirdly paranoid, but that also kind of came with her line of work.
Okay.
So what's one of your favorite things that you smuggled?
A magic rock.
A magic rock?
Well, it was more of a shipment of rocks, but I was looking at them and I had taken one. I realized that through a little bit of fiddling with it and encasing it in some scraps of wiring I had, I could change my Eldritch Blast into a flare.
Hmm.
It's the most useful thing I've ever come up with. It was real fun to use, unless if you know I shot it down a hole and never saw it again.
Oh.
Because then I was like, we're not going down that hole.
That's a no-go hole.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that why you have party members, though?
That's what they said, and I said no. If one party member goes down, the rest have to go down.
I think Ephraim was more implying that you sacrificed one of them.
If my party wasn't so lovable, if we had that one douchebag member, I probably would have sacrificed him to the hole and see if they lived.
You need that one expendable party member.
Yeah, but none of them were expendable. All of them were very valuable. Like, they all complemented each other in one way or another.
Hmm, okay. Sometimes I compliment the Shura.
And sometimes I compliment if you're back. But I think you're talking a different kind of compliment.
Okay. You talk about a different kind of compliment.
He's bad with words.
I see this now.
Don't get me started with him on metaphors.
How about sarcasm?
He's good at dishing it, but bad at taking it.
Oof, that's sad.
Not meaning he gets upset. I mean he just doesn't understand.
Ouch, that's sad.
I'm right here. I can hear you.
Yes, you're doing so good today.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, you mentioned those guys that went underground hiding that had something to do with the
Blight?
Yeah.
Well, we eventually found their leader, stopped the Blight, and then when he went on a power trip, killed him.
Oh.
Because you're trying to control this world and all the people in it. I live in this world, and I want my free will.
Understandable.
Yeah, so he's very much dead.
And did it stop the Blight?
Yes, it slowed it down for like 2 years, and then it started to slowly move again. And his last words were, our cosmic lord or something or ever. I, again, wasn't listening. He was rambling and spitting blood, which was kind of gross. So I kind of stopped listening and went to go see if my party members were okay and then loot.
You just left him in the middle of an evil monologue?
Yep.
You worked hard on that.
Okay, and?
Fair point.
If he's going to die and he wants to monologue, I'll let him monologue. Just don't expect me to listen.
All right, I'll let you have that.
I know the importance of big, bad, evil guy monologues.
Are they important?
Technically, no, but it makes the atmosphere more intense when you realize that, hey, the bad guy actually has a point.
To some people, it might be.
I'm very on the fence on it. It's like a yes-no kind of situation. Depends on who you're fighting. Sure, you asked if I had any stories earlier.
Well, we're always on the hunt for good stories.
Okay, I have one story. It's kind of short, but on our adventures, we were going through one of the Twisted Forests, actually near where I was born, and we'd run into a, I think it was like a Twisted Bandit or something, because he was moving much, much faster than a normal human should, or any race at that point should. Considering he moved from like 10 feet from me to just about 300 feet away in 6 seconds.
Beauty guy.
Yeah, very fast. I saw him. The rest of the party was already on edge, so they were really, really trying to look for this guy, but they all had their weapons out. I was biding my time with trying to time his patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And with my first party member trying to see him and hit him, I then timed and then tried to predict where he was going with the rest of my party members. This is the part that I love the most. I guessed where he was going and shot him. I wasn't trying to kill him, mind you. I just realized that when I shot him, he was a lump of meat on the ground, not moving whatsoever. So I guess I predicted a little too well where he was going, and now he was dead. That was one moment that I loved. It sticks with me.
It's a good moment to have.
Yeah. I mean, there was another moment when our human blew up the floor to a government facility. That one was also fun. So we went from having a ceiling above our head to needing to get out of the way so we wouldn't be crushed by like 3 tons of concrete.
And how did your human blow up the floor?
I don't know. I tried asking him and he said a master craftsman doesn't share his secrets.
He never told you, eh? In all honesty, he might not know himself.
Yeah. All I knew is he did something, the floor blew up.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had Avram blow multiple things up.
It just happens sometimes.
I give him a paperclip and a sheet of paper, and somehow he caused an explosion.
You gave him a sheet of paper and he made it blow up?
And a paperclip.
And a paper. How?
Even he doesn't know.
I don't know.
He tells me he was just standing around with it and suddenly, boom.
I guess dragons will be dragons.
That is true. Dragons will be dragons.
Dragons will find a way to do anything, even if they're not trying to.
I mean, you got a point there. All right, so you've told me about those stories. What future stories do you hope to have? What plans do you have for the future?
To adventure. Since I am an eldritch being, I don't quite age the same way every other race does.
Oh, so you're not planning on settling down, ever?
I mean, if it comes up, sure, I might. But I know that I'm probably going to outlive the person that I settled down with.
Rolling stone gathers no moss.
Yeah.
Unless it stops moving and stays in place.
This is what I mean by the metaphors.
Oh, that's funny. I see what you mean now on metaphors.
It's a handhold, trust me. But how about I show you around a bit so you can look for another adventure? Or while you're here, or I can tell you a bit about what Avram calls the box.
I'm scared, but also intrigued.
You don't go into the box. Well, I guess some people have gone into the box.
Until next time, have a good awakening.